Month of May, Indianapolis Motor Speedway is where meets. And as legend has it, it's all thanks to three-time 500 champ Louis Meyer. In 1933, Meyer had just won his second 500 at Indy. According to Speedway historian Donald Davidson, that's when Meyer asked for a glass of buttermilk.
He said that his mother told him that milk would refresh him on a hot day. And for some reason, it was buttermilk. But anyway, he supposedly drank it in 1933 after winning, but there's nothing to substantiate that photographically.
But in 1936, Meyer won his third 500 and once again requested a bottle of milk. This time it was caught on film.
And so supposedly that was in the newsreels in the theaters within a few days. And somebody with the dairy industry said, look, you know, that's great. The Indianapolis 500 winner's drinking milk. And we've got to, you know, the kids think milk's a sissy drink and the 500 winner's drinking it. So we've got to make that happen every year.
The drinking of the milk occurred off and on until 1956, the first year the dairy industry offered prize money. Since then, every single Indianapolis 500 winner has taken the sip, with one exception, which we'll get to in a minute.
They give it Indy instead of champagne as you're used to in Europe.
The milk, symbolic of victory of the Indianapolis 500.
Hey, when you were a kid, Al, you waited for this moment. You dreamt about it, to take the swig of milk. Emblematic of
Voigt,
winning the Indy
500. Voigt, Alunzer, Mears, they all drink the milk four times. Numerous others have taken the gulp more than once, including three-time winner Johnny Rutherford.
Obviously, when you've run 500 miles and it's been hot and you're sweaty and you're thirsty, you know, to come in and to hand you that cold bottle of milk, it's a great tradition.
All three bottles will be in there at that time, and we will.
Each year, a Hoosier dairy farmer representing the American Dairy Association of Indiana hands the milk to the winning driver. This year, that's Alan Wright of All Wright Farms in Muncie, who says the milk won't leave his sight during the race.
We as dairy farmers and the 500 takes it very seriously, so we do not set it down and leave it because there might be another cooler out there that someone would pick up by mistake. And we want to make sure the milk stays with us because that's what the winner wants and that's what we're going to provide is winner's drink milk.
But not every 500 winner has chugged the milk without a bit of prodding. The dubious title of 500 milk refuser falls solely on Brazilian driver Emerson Fittipaldi in 1993. Who took the opportunity to promote his own breakfast beverage interests.
We had a great. No, I'm not having the milk thing.
Yeah, put that cream on.
Now there's a first. Emerson, you're not going to drink the milk.
Well, I'm going to drink the orange juice. That's my producing, and I'm going to have this time orange juice. I produce orange juice.
Back in Sao Paulo, Brazil, he produces the orange juice, so he's going to go that way. But Emerson,
the crowd just booed.
Track historian Davidson says Fittipaldi ended up drinking the milk, but only after the cameras had been turned away. The belated swig didn't matter. Fittipaldi's popularity took an immediate hit.
Just in the space of a few seconds, Emerson Fittipaldi went from being one of the most popular drivers at the track to not one of the most popular drivers, and he was just roundly booed, and I don't think his career ever recovered from that.
One driver will be offered the sacred sip this Sunday, and they'll probably accept, because taking the pull is an acknowledgement of purpose and place at Indianapolis, that no sip of milk at Indy tastes better than the one in Victory Lane. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.